Morning, Brooke.
Morning, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing well.
Good. Good to hear that. Well, we're going to start off on that cover page of the business section in today's Las Cruces Sun News. And this is interesting. I have been wondering the same thing, apparently you were. Why are we getting so many new restaurants in Las Cruces all at once?
Yeah, we sure are. I mean, as people know, a lot of my What's News recently have been filled with food news. And so I decided to take a closer look at it. And then I also have a sort of a breakout of some of the new ones that have announced and or that are coming and that sort of thing. So I probably didn't even get them all. But definitely Las Cruces, whether they're chain or local restaurants, we've seen a fair amount of local restaurants open as well. We've seen a lot of announcements this summer, and even as of late, we've seen announcements and we've seen ones opening. I spoke with Chris Erickson, NMSU economist, and he says that with chains, if you see a bunch of chains opening, that sort of indicates that they think Las Cruces is underserved. So they're moving into the area. They base their decision on they want to expand in a market and has the right demographic conditions. And we're growing here still, even though the economy hasn't been the best ever since the recession. This is still a growing area. And there's, you know, as he points out, moderately priced commercial real estate. He says that makes us an attractive market. So Jim Peach, his colleague over here at NMSU, says that it's hard to say until you look at the full numbers, you know, how many are closing and how many are opening. You know, do you have a gross gain or not? It certainly seems like we do right now. But opening any new restaurants or businesses is always a good sign. There's always more jobs for people and
yeah,
that sort of thing. So,
and of course, I've read that this really, you know, the proliferation of restaurants is really a national trend, and it deals with as well the fact that more people are eating out more often. Not surprising because of the fact that so many families have, if they are two-person families, they're both folks are working.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's one of those things where it's you get out of work at 6 or 7 even, and the kids have done their homework, and you guys are just getting home, walking in the door. And maybe it's easier to order a pizza or say, hey, let's just go back out and get something to eat. And a lot of people really cut back on eating out during the recession and the after effects of the recession. So maybe that's sort of becoming, once again, maybe it's becoming sort of a luxury type thing. And people are like, well, we're still watching our money, but we're going to, you know, we're going to budget in our trip out to our favorite restaurant still.
All right. Well, in the profile this week, I see that you have a person who has opened a boutique.
Yeah. It's called La Mariposa, which means butterfly, of course, in Spanish. And it's a boutique here in town. And the lady is, her name is Linda Garcia. She's the owner. And she worked at White Sands Missile Range for a long time. But she made some jewelry, and she decided to start selling it down the downtown farmer's market out of a booth, her own homemade jewelry. And that has turned into an actual shop now. And she has a full-size store now in Alameda, and that's been going on for 16 years now. And she had it started out, too, basically as a shop with just beads and jewelry, and now it offers women's clothing and accessories and a whole bunch of stuff. So it sort of grew like a lot of successful businesses do.
Interesting stuff. All right, Brooke, in the What's New this week, I see that we have a couple of different industries sometimes, kind of getting back to our cover story. Sometimes there are only restaurants in the What's New, but never fear. This week you have some variety.
Yeah, Mountain View Regional Medical Center opened up on Valley at 1455 South Valley, actually, not too far from where the Walmart and stuff is located, although on the other side of the street. It's called Mountain View Urgent Care. It's a new sort of urgent care facility, the kind you walk in and you see a doctor if you have a situation. And urgent care services, you know, they have physicians, they have x-ray and on hand, and they're open, I think it is 11 to 7, 7 days a week. So it's one of those things where even after hours a little bit, up to 7 o'clock, you can walk in and take care of yourself a little bit. So, you know, we have talked before, too, that these things were really expanding there for a while. We really had some of them popping up. And as our population grows, we're going to see probably more of these. So, also, Renew's Thai restaurant, which, as you know, maybe used to be up in Oregon for quite some time on Highway 70, has now moved into Las Cruces finally. I had something a couple months ago that they were looking to. And they're at 1445 West Picacho Avenue, which is right near the corner of Picacho and Valley Drive. And they're open from 11 to 2 for lunch, 4 to 9 for dinner on weekdays, and 4 to 9 on Saturday, and close on Sundays. So now that Renew's Thai restaurant has moved into Las Cruces. And interestingly enough, Bank of the Rio Grande here in town might potentially make some moves. There's been an application for consolidation of charters for First National Bank of Santa Fe, Mauhai Banks of Colorado, and Bank of the Rio Grande. And we'll find out in 30 to 60 days some more information on that and see what that might mean. But so we'll keep an eye on that.
That would involve a merger? Is that what?
That's my understanding, yes.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, consolidation of charters. So whether that would mean they would all come under one flag, or would they keep their own sort of independent look but be part of the same, you know, banking company, remains to be seen. But
very interesting. Well, we'll keep our eyes on that one for sure. In the Babbling Brook, something that has been going on for some time, and it's only intensified with our recent deep recession, multi-generational households, and you have some musings on this in today's Sun News.
Yeah, well, interestingly enough, there's been some studies coming out showing that, especially among people in the 18 to 31 year old, you know, age area, more and more of them are still living at home with mom and dad. The Wall Street Journal and Pew Research Center had some analysis out recently, and the number of people, they call them millennials in that age group, it's risen to 36% in 2012. That's the highest percentage in four decades, people of that age range. And, you know, obviously the reason is we had the recession and the after recession, and part of it's still going on. Jobs aren't there for a lot of people. And the ones that are there do not necessarily pay a whole lot. So it's a lot cheaper for people to return home and or just to stay at home for a while and live with their parents. So we get into a little bit, you know, what's the longest time that's appropriate, or what's the shortest time that's appropriate. And it seems to be the average is about 5 years, especially after college. If you're a college kid and you return home after college, you could live another 5 years with your parents, and that's appropriate. So
I wonder who decided that.
Well, that was a survey done.
Okay.
They asked parents and they asked
I bet there's some parents who think 5 years is too long.
Well, it seemed very long to me.
It seems long to me.
There were a bunch of parents who said that, you know, as long as it takes. So some of them are very understanding on that. So, you know, and of course there are lazy people and there are people who just can't get off the ground. But there's a lot of people who've had to go home and,
right,
you know, who are hard workers and,
right,
are still stuck there.
Make them pay rent. That's what I say.
Exactly.
All right. I did. All right. Brooke Stockberger, he is the business editor at the Sun News, and he's with us every Monday. Thanks, Brooke.
Thank you, Fred.